Morning. Good to see you all again as a group. I've seen you walking around the last couple days. Couldn't ask for a better setting for training camp. This facility is outstanding, obviously. First couple days, great weather, so it's really conducive for us to get our work done. As we all know, it's a short stay here, so we have to make the most out of every session, every walkthrough, every practice we get.
Coach, what have been your impressions of the contract? Well, here in the first couple days of camp.
The first day was a walkthrough, so there wasn't a lot to, conditioning test and all that. But yesterday I thought he had a good day. It was a good first day, a good start. He's obviously a big-bodied receiver, long arms. I could tell he worked hard on the things that we gave him this summer, the things we told him when we left from our OTAs that he needed to work on, and it showed up that he put a lot of time in the summer because he was running very fluid and had a great, much better feel for the routes.
I know
everyone's different. I don't see a big difference in a receiver's pads on or pads off. That's the beauty of this offseason. You can work on those type of things. The one thing we expect him to give us is a physical presence in the run game and as a receiver. So you can't demonstrate that without the pads on. And even in practices with pads, we're going to always protect each other. So it's a process where he gets comfortable running our system, running our routes, gets familiar with Teddy gets familiar with him, and then you want to see those things show up in preseason games, breaking tackles and getting big blocks and out jumping receivers, those type of things.
You guys made help them get a few more offensive linemen, draft them as well. It seems like you're really trying to set up Teddy to kind of have all the tools to break through. Is that kind of the way that you see it?
Well, I mean, it's funny, when I think of an offensive football team, I don't think of a guy, and there's been so much conversation about all these things are for Teddy. Teddy's going to benefit from them, but they're for our team and they're for our offensive unit, and they're things we looked at and said, what do we need to do to take a step as an offensive football team? And, everyone wants to put Teddy's name in front of it, and I'm not the guy who's going to do that. It's about our team getting better, and if we get better everywhere and everyone steps up and plays better, Teddy will be a beneficiary of that. To me, that's a game-to-game deal. And, I know there's a lot of talk about where we were ranked in pass offense and a lot of different things and how we were one-dimensional. There's a lot of games we had great balance. And I look at our best games and we played good against some good defenses, played good against some good teams. We want to be able to do that for 16 games. We had some games where we weren't balanced. We had some games where we didn't play very well at all. And we want to be more consistent, and then we want to do whatever it takes to win a game. And some games, and maybe that means Jarrett gets more carries. Some games that means Jarrett gets the ball thrown to him. Maybe some games we have Jarrett and Adrian in the backfield together. I mean, it's about putting a plan together that helps you win. And certainly enough has been talked about in the passing game. We want to be more balanced, like we were in a number of our games where we did have good offensive production. We want to be more consistently balanced and get everyone involved.
Is there more on him being the oldest wide receiver on this team, even the fifth year?
I just think the one thing I'll tell you about Jarius Wright the last 2 years, anytime he's been called on, he's been productive and he's made plays. And, there's only one ball and there's only so many balls you're going to throw. They're going to run the ball, all that. We're working a lot of different guys in the slot. Jarius is one of them. I have a lot of confidence that when he gets an opportunity, he'll perform.
Johnson had a bit of a disappointing season last year, but he's running the first team, at least for right now. What have you seen this offseason that's impressed you?
He's healthy, number one. He had that rib issue, and it was a real issue. And then, unfortunately, in this league, you miss some time, and then a guy steps in like Diggs did, then your opportunities are limited. I think Charles has a good sense of doing what he needs to do to get ready, and knowing that that when you're called upon, you need to make the most of those opportunities. But he's had a really good off season. He looks ready to go. He's really running his routes well right now, catching the ball. So, it's a long process as we go through, and we're going to need all those guys. Charles is a guy. He's got a very good catch radius. Obviously, 2 years ago when he played in the second half of the season, he made big plays. He made a big play. I think it was in Carolina early in the game for a touchdown. Might have been the Jets. He's a competitive receiver. He's fast. He does a lot of things good.
Planning on giving Joe Berger a real shot at the starting job for center, or is it pretty much going to Sullivan if he's fully healthy?
I think Tony's rolled most guys around and working. We're going to work everybody and working hard to do in the next month to come up with the best five, the combination of the best five, and then you really on game day you have seven or eight dressed. So obviously you start thinking about games. The next best three guys, and then you usually keep nine linemen. So that process is, we're going through that process right now. So I don't think we're going to move some guys around, and Sully's off to a good start. Berger's had a really good year. That's a bonus for us. I think when you change can be good, and Tony's brought a little bit different style of running game. He's very detailed, very specific in how he wants to do things, which is, I think, is good for our guys. We're keeping the things that Adrian does best, but we're certainly expanding the running game, the same thing in the passing game. I think Pat has been exposed to some different things. So we tried to sit down and talk about the things we've done and a lot of the things we've done that didn't show up in games, and then incorporate some of the things that he's done well in his past.
Coach, wide receivers become pretty crowded, especially in this camp. It's going to be pretty competitive. What does Adam Thielen need to do to get more reps on the offense?
Adam is a contributor to our offensive football team. He had a good year last year. You just follow the flow of the questions you've asked. Obviously, everyone's not going to be involved as much as they'd like. That's why the competition out here is so great. I try not to, but I listen to you guys, what you write sometimes, or read what you write, or listen to what the so-called experts. And through the last 2 months, I've seen where we got to get the ball to, and now just plug a name in. And there's about a list of 10 that we're talking that we got to get the ball to. And, you get about 60 plays, and Adrian's going to get his. I know we're going to be more diversified and more balanced, but I have a feeling Adrian's going to get his. So now where do the rest of it go? I mean, that's what we're working on right here. But I'm a big Adam Thielen guy. I think our entire staff is, and he's a good football player who keeps getting better.
Alex Boone was one of your big offseason acquisitions, and he seems to be a pretty big personality guy. What does he bring to your offensive line unit?
I think he brings an attitude and mentality, but the number one thing, I think anyone you add that you want him to bring, he's a good player, and he's got a physical presence in the way he plays, and what he brings is a guy that we expect and hope and plan that he's going to play at a high level at left guard on a consistent basis. So like I said, we don't have the ups and downs we had last year where we're rolling pretty good and then we play a team that's good up front and we can't do much. So he's another real good player that we've added, and it will be really important for him to play at a high level.
Yesterday, Steven talked in the team meeting about 12 things that he thought the team
Trout
should do better this year and do better. Is there one that stands out to you for offense?
Offensively, all of the things he talked about. And what it comes down to is becoming a complete offense and then being able to do it against the best teams, because that's what we're trying to get done. And, you know, we had games where Adrian rushes for 200 yards, 190 yards, those type things. Then we had some games where we struggled to run. Well, we want to be good enough to be able to do it against the best teams. And then if they're overloading the run, that's what Coach is talking about. We want to be better in the passing game. We want to be more balanced.
A couple of last months in Art,
most of the reps that Taylor would have gotten since you're already so familiar with Chetty and Sean.
Yeah, we pretty much limit the reps the third guy gets, but he's going to get those reps. And obviously, Sean's played a lot of football, and in the preseason, to me, the third guy, as you've seen Taylor the last couple of years, gets opportunities to play in games. And to me, that's where you get a chance to make a big positive impression, is how you play in preseason games. And certainly he's going to get some opportunities. Yeah, that's Coach Zimmer. That's right up his alley. I don't have to worry about those things anymore. All right? Okay, thanks a lot, guys.